From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, and happy Friday, everybody. Tom, there is a lot of excitement around the return of the Black Panther to comic book pages, as well as the movie about the superhero coming to the big screen in February with an all-star cast. But something that is also creating tremendous anticipation in the Marvel comic book world is the hiring of its first African-American woman writer. And she is working on a spinoff to the Black Panther series that will focus on Black women. I'm going inside her story with acclaimed novelist, professor, and cultural critic, Roxane Gay. Good morning, Roxane.
Good morning.
Let me ask you first, because I was checking out your Twitter, and as your Twitter, and as a feminist and cultural critic, quickly let me get your thoughts on Hillary Clinton and her moment last night. Anything you want to share about that quickly?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. I think there's plenty of things that we can critique Hillary about, especially as Black women, but I absolutely loved seeing her on stage, and I thought she delivered an amazing address with a lot of confidence. And she went beyond the base, which she absolutely has to do for the general. And it was a historic moment. And I'm so excited that my nieces can now see a woman as president and know that anything is possible for them.
Yeah. Well, Marvel Comics came under fire recently when it was discovered that they did not have and never have had in its 77-year history a Black female writer. Any insight on how that happened?
You know, I have no idea, and I didn't realize when I signed up for this, I had no idea I was the first Black woman. And so,
oh, really?
I had no idea. And so when the news story came out, I was like, no, that's not possible. And turns out it is. And I think it's because white people take a lot for granted, that they know how to tell stories and that we sort of don't. And I also think you get really comfortable. And I think they got very comfortable with their regular slate of writers. But then Ta-Nehisi Coates came along, and he's done an amazing job with Black Panther. Yeah. And he opened the door for me and for Yona Harvey to come in and write into the world of Wakanda.
What about illustrators? Is the same true?
No. I think that there have been Black women who have done some illustration. In fact, the woman who's doing the cover has, I think, done illustrations, has done art for Marvel before. There's also a Black woman who's going to be doing the interior art for World of Wakanda.
Were you a comic book fan growing up?
No. I am new to comics.
Really? How great is that?
I did read the Archie comics religiously growing up.
Didn't we all?
That's all you need to know right there.
Didn't we all?
Betty or Veronica?
I'm Team Betty. But I love the whole gang. And no, I actually can't believe they're still making those comics.
I know.
Right.
Now you've said, I read in an interview with the New York Times, you said this is the most bizarre thing you've ever done. Why would you say that?
It's such a different form of storytelling. And, you know, as a novelist, I just sit at home in my apartment procrastinating until like midnight, and then I just write, and it's me and the page. But in comics, it's very collaborative. You work closely with your editor, and once you've created a script, you work with your artist, and it's words and pictures telling a story together instead of just words. And so I'm having to learn a whole new way of writing, but it's really exciting.
Now, this is a spinoff of The Black Panther, what you're writing, and it centers around two women. What can you tell us about these two main characters?
The women of Wakanda.
Yes.
Yes, Ayo and Anika. They are going to be the main characters I'm focusing on. They are, but I'm also going to add new women into the mix. They're members of an elite fighting guard that protects Black Panther called the Dora Milaje. And so my story is going to focus on their lives leading up to Black Panther 1 in at least the first arc, and then hopefully in future arcs we'll be able to tell more of their story into the future. But it's going to look at how they came to the point where Anika kills a village chieftain for being inappropriate with girls in his village.
Wow.
And it's also going to look at how they fall in love.
Is this going to be made into a movie?
Well,
and who's
I have no idea. I have no idea, but I sincerely hope so. We need.
If it were, Who would play your two characters?
That's a great question.
There's so many great actresses out there.
Yeah, there really are. I think that Anika would be played by Kerry Washington, who I think would bring something really interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if she wasn't already cast in Black Panther, I would have had Lupita as Io. But there are amazing Black women doing work. And I was asked in an interview yesterday about that. And someone asked if I was writing for Channing Tatum. But no, I'm writing for...
I heard that interview.
Yeah, I'm writing for Black women to be able to star in an action movie.
Now, was it your idea? Is this, I mean, has Marvel given you free rein to create what you want to create with these characters, or were there any guidelines put in place?
No.
Since it's a spinoff.
I really have to give a lot of credit to Marvel. They have given me wide berth to explore this universe and to write it the way I want. The main thing I have to think about is continuity, because Marvel Universe works in continuity. And so I have to make sure that what I'm doing doesn't contradict what's happening in Black Panther.
Okay.
Does Wakanda exist somewhere in the world?
No, Wakanda is fictional, but it's an amazing country.
Is it based on anything?
That I don't know, but it has to be. It has to be. But the idea of Wakanda was always that it was this isolated African nation with a very powerful mineral. And it's the most technologically and socially advanced nation in the world.
I'm so excited about this. So and this you also November? Have two books coming up, Roxanne, Difficult Women and Hunger, I wanted to mention. And those are coming out in 2017?
Yes. Difficult Women comes out in January 2017 and Hunger comes out in June.
All right.
Okay. Well, excited for you.
Good
Congratulations.
Job. Yeah.
And can't wait to read it.
And this is
see it on the big screen.
This is November of this year, right?
Yes. The first issue drops in November.
All right.
Okay. Roxanne Gay, thank you so much, Roxanne.
Congratulations.
I know. This is exciting.
Good job, Jackie.